California Senator Barbara Boxer today called for a congressional investigation of last Friday's deadly train crash in Southern California. Boxer wants to know if new safety technology might have prevented the accident. 25 people were killed and dozens more injured when a Metrolink commuter train slammed head-on into a freight train. Today, as federal investigators tried to learn more about the commuter train engineer, Metrolink tried to get back to normal. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa returned to the scene of Friday's crash in suburban Chatsworth, boarded a train, and rode to Union Station with commuters.
I want to dispel any fears about taking the train. Safety has to be our number one concern.
Ridership was definitely lower than normal on the first business morning after the crash. Some people probably appreciated the mayor's gesture, but not everybody needed it. As he paid for a Metrolink ticket from a machine, Jeff Stanza says he'll continue to take the train.
I do it, save gas, I get to work. It's a nice bonus that it's good for the environment.
Stanza didn't dwell too much on the news about Friday's crash.
I come from New York, so I'm used to a lot of derailments and things of that nature, and it's a bit cause for concern, but, you know, it's just as easy I'm going to get hit by a car driving, so, or taking the bus.
It may be weeks before federal investigators are ready to issue a final report, but they already agree that Friday's crash occurred after the commuter train's engineer ran through a red light. The question is, why? One theory is that he may have been distracted by his cell phone. Some young train enthusiasts claim that he sent them a text message about a minute before the collision. The National Transportation Safety Board's Kitty Higgins says her agency wants a look at the engineers' cell phone records and those of the teenagers.
The job of these engineers is to follow the signals, and that is sort of rule number one in this industry.
But Barry Swedler, a transportation safety consultant who worked for the NTSB for several decades, says if the proper technology, such as positive train control, is installed, a valuable safety net backs up the engineer.
Positive train control compensates for human error. In other words, if an engineer goes through a red light, positive train control will automatically apply the brakes and stop the train.
That's vitally important in areas where freight and passenger trains share the same tracks. Swedler says various railroad corporations have been experimenting with their own versions of positive train control for several years now, but there's been no impetus to force them to adopt it. He thinks that measure is overdue.
We regulate in this country by counting tombstones, and until we have enough people dead, the safety fixes that are well known are not applied in many instances.
Friday's crash, Swedler says, may be the critical mass that will finally force the nation's railroads to make those safety fixes sooner rather than later. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.